Nolte, Hollywood Reporter finally admits divisive politics damaged star appeal. By John Nolte on May 6, 2024. The only time the far-left Hollywood Reporter, THR, reached out to me was nearly 10 years ago. It was after I'd argued that Seth Rogen's divisive political ranting had damaged the box office of the highly anticipated biopic Steve Jobs, which flopped. THR basically called me on the carpet to explain myself, to defend the common-sense belief that divisive celebrities damage their box office appeal. Thankfully, I was interviewed by the only good guy over there, Paul Bond, who's since moved to Newsweek, so the Q&A was reported accurately. But the premise of the interview was obvious: explain yourself, Nolte. So, I did, and did so using facts, logic, and THR's own reporting. I also brazenly predicted that Quentin Tarantino's grotesque patronizing of the black community by trashing cops would hurt The Hateful Eight's box office appeal. The movie then flopped. Needless to say, THR has ignored me ever since. I don't mean to brag, but as someone who winces a whole lot more often than not at his past work, that interview is something I'm proud of. Oh, and if you've noticed, Seth Rogen isn't making headlines with his political insults anymore. Nor is Tarantino. But my point is that THR is so bubbled and corrupted that I was publicly challenged to explain the common sense idea that if the spokesperson for your product, be it Ronald McDonald, Captain Crunch, or a movie star, offends half the customers, it will hurt the bottom line. THR refused to admit such a thing was true because to admit it would hurt the leftist cause. Dumb stars and celebrities could no longer be fooled into believing it was good PR to trash half the country. What's more, THR has never, as far as I've seen, suggested that if a star becomes politically divisive, it will damage their appeal, which, of course, is ridiculous. Of course, it damages the bottom line. Well, guess what? It finally happened. At long last, THR has admitted that divisive political statements can hurt a star's appeal. But, of course, there's a caveat. Man, this is beautiful. I'm deliberately removing anything that identifies who or what THR is discussing. It should be noted, too, that this big, famous star's recent stances on divisive political issues will make it difficult for even some longtime fans to wholeheartedly embrace him anymore. But for those willing to put aside reality for 90 minutes, as his movie does with gusto, the movie whips up a frothy send-up of storytelling tropes and cliches. Sane people could plug dozens and dozens of names into that paragraph. All of them leftist stars and celebrities whose recent stances on divisive political issues will make it difficult for even some longtime fans to wholeheartedly embrace him anymore. THR could have written that paragraph hundreds of times over the years, but, as far as I've seen, never has. The reason is obvious. For the sake of furthering the leftist cause, this truth can never be spoken within the bubble that THR so zealously protects. So why is THR telling the truth this time, about this person? Has THR finally seen the light about Rob Reiner? Meryl Streep? Stephen King? Alec Baldwin? Nope, 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 nope. It's Jerry Seinfeld. You see, it's okay for the entertainment media to admit that speaking out on politics will damage a star if the star in question is guilty of speaking a truth that damages the leftist cause, which is what Seinfeld did. Such wretched people. But at least, even if it is 10 years later, THR has admitted I was right. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.